The U.S. government is insolvent. That's not hyperbole. It's the conclusion drawn directly from the Treasury Department's own consolidated financial statements for fiscal year 2025, released last week to near total media silence. The numbers? $6.06 trillion in total assets, against $47.78 trillion in total liabilities as of September 30, 2025. Importantly, the $47.78 trillion in reported liabilities does not include the unfunded obligations of social insurance programs, like Social Security and Medicare. Those are disclosed separately in the off-balance sheet statement of social insurance, also called the SOSI. The government's consolidated balance sheet position, excluding the SOSI, deteriorated by nearly $2.07 trillion between fiscal year 2024 and fiscal year 2025, reaching a staggering negative $41.72 trillion. Total liabilities are now nearly eight times the value of reported assets. The largest drivers were a $2 trillion increase in federal debt and interest payable, now at $30.33 trillion, and a $438.8 billion increase in federal employee and veteran benefits payable, now at $15.47 trillion. The off-balance sheet picture is even more alarming. The 75-year unfunded social insurance obligation surged by $10.1 trillion in a single year, rising from $78.3 trillion in fiscal year 2024 to $88.4 trillion in fiscal year 2025. This was driven primarily by a $6.9 trillion jump in projected Medicare Part B shortfalls, and a $2.5 trillion increase for Social Security. The Treasury Statement of Long-Term Fiscal Projections shows the 75-year fiscal gap widening from 4.3% of GDP in fiscal year 2024 to 4.7% in fiscal year 2025. If the $88.4 trillion in 75-year off-balance sheet obligations were added to the $47.8 trillion in official balance sheet liabilities, total federal obligations would now exceed $136.2 trillion, roughly five times U.S. annual GDP. The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, issued a disclaimer of opinion on the U.S. government's fiscal year 2025 financial statements, the 29th consecutive year it has been unable to determine whether the statements are fairly presented. This is primarily due to serious, ongoing financial management problems at the Department of Defense, and weaknesses in accounting for interagency transactions. Not only has the financial press ignored the consolidated financial statements, but most members of Congress and members of the general public will not read them. Documents like the consolidated financial statements are not the kind of thing you want to read before driving. If that's not bad enough, most people cannot relate to the trillion-dollar numbers in the financial statements. Therefore, it is appropriate to translate them into terms that people will understand.